on. Oh my god, I'm like totally blonde.
Now are you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
You're going to have every young buck west of the Missouri around here trying to marry you.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Did you ever notice how many really stupid people you run into during the day?
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
And now, here's Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery with She Said, He Said. It's Talk American Style, presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Good morning, it's Talk American Style here on the 590 The Fan with She Said, He Said, myself, Kelly Lamb, and Gordon Montgomery. Of course, today we have the lovely Kathleen Kaiser, who's going to be having some fun with us because it's all about what's at the movies with Matinee Chat. So today is, why do I feel like it's Cinco de Mayo weekend? I feel like I
You're
celebrated
out of
and I'm...
out of Cinco.
You yeah. didn't celebrate at all last
No, no, I have my daughter's shower on Sunday and... He had a heavy work schedule yesterday and paperwork for selling a home, and I was exhausted after work all day. And I was shopping till midnight, but I feel like
shopping till midnight.
I was.
I love that.
Tough job.
I love
that. Going down the aisles at Shop and Save at 11 o'clock at night is not exactly a Friday night.
Oh, that
night
kind of
wham.
Shopping, grocery store shopping.
Yeah, I was
That's
picking up,
fun.
You know, stuff for, because Carly's going to help make things for the shower, like dip chocolate and all that kind of stuff. And so I thought I better pick everything up so she'll help.
So you have a full
out.
Weekend. How'd you work in the show?
I was out in the car doing it. So we're getting ready for today. So do you celebrate Cinco?
Not normally. I mean, we ended up going out
so
last night
drinker.
With friends. No, I'm not. No. Everybody who knows me knows I'm not a heavy drinker. So Cinco de Mayo is not a big deal for me. But we did go watch the hockey game.
Oh, that's good.
Go Blues.
Did
yeah.
we win?
Yeah. So we went. Yes, we did win. We did win. So.
It was on the TV at the wedding, at the bridal shower. Is that for my to become niece, my nephew, my godchild's bridal shower was last night, and the hockey game was on. I was like, oh, look, the hockey game. Oh, they're winning by one. It's like, that's about how much I...
No, that's all the excitement you could muster up for
I
them.
Know, and I'm a fair-weathered friend, or, you know, I our fan. Mm-hmm, when they get, like, into the winning streak, then all of a sudden I know everything about it, and I'm a bona fide fan.
Well, but, if they didn't win last night, we were done.
So
we luckily
won.
We're not done. Yes.
I know it's not the Blues, but last night, I got to bring it up. Edmonton and Anaheim. That was crazy. I'm watching the game
You're
as I'm
going to get him all.
No, I'm watching the game. At, no,
okay,
it's
Matt,
crazy.
Where are you, Matt? Come
he
on.
Knows what I'm talking about. I was watching the game and I'm just sitting there and it's almost over and it's 3-0 Edmonton. I turn around a minute later, it's 3-3. They scored three goals in like
how long did you turn around?
Like 3 goals in 3 minutes.
Yeah, in 3 minutes.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then it goes into double overtime.
Yeah, that was nuts.
You were listening to the singer go, what, what?
Oh.
Let's not even go there.
Yeah. I need to write a book about karaoke. I need to write a book and actually a sitcom about karaoke would be hilarious. Just get the same people, you know, as your characters. But, I need to write a book. I need to do
I
a
like
sitcom.
I like when he video chats me and he turns the
oh,
phone
Oh, somebody's really
so
bad.
I can watch
I'll video chatter on and I'll make her watch. I'll
you
make
her
have to watch
to
it.
You don't want her to miss it, right? You
yeah,
don't want
you
her
to miss
it.
It is something else. So we had Cinco de Mayo and then, of course, it's the Derby week in the Kentucky Derby. Do you get into that? Do you get a hat and do that kind of stuff?
Oh, see, that's on my bucket list. I have never been to the Kentucky Derby, but my husband has invested in a horse. We just started doing this year. He won't go for another year and a half, but
well, I hope
that's
you have
my
an extra
bucket
job,
list. I'm hoping.
My parents did that one time, and it was quite a bit of money into a racehorse.
Well, we're in a conglomeration of a lot of investors, so
okay.
You know, we didn't invest. You know,
you're not out
the house or
and
anything
cleaning
like
the hoops
that.
And
no,
picking
no,
the manure
no.
out of the stall.
No,
or anything
but
like
hopefully
that.
Next year I'll be at the Kentucky Derby with my hat on. So let's see what happens there. Right?
That'll be really cool. We'll get to say we know somebody that has a horse there and is there.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Oh, you're like the hoity-toity people.
No.
Yes, you are.
No, we can't associate
with her anymore.
I was going to say 33 investors. That does not translate to hoity-toity.
Well, we are going to have our trivia question that will be wrapped around the Kentucky Derby. So we'll be giving that out a little bit later. You can win yourself a free oil change. And then we even probably got some movie tickets to give away because of my question of the day. Maybe there's a great story, which I think there is a few of them actually, that we'll be able to get a winner for some movie tickets. So did you know that the Kentucky Derby is the longest running sport in America?
That's pretty exciting.
Total silence. Y'all didn't
know
that.
No, we
because
didn't
we
know
didn't
that.
Know. We're like, we're trying to think. I was trying to think. Yeah, it doesn't
it
make sense. There's got to be something
else. It's the
longest running
in the United States. It's since 1875.
Wow.
And it used to be called the Run for the Roses, which is true. You know, they drink you know, roses on the horse and that. So it's the, you know, it's a 2-minute sport, literally 2 minutes. And it is the longest running. Can you imagine? You get all dressed up, you get your hat on and bam, if you go, you can't go potty.
No, you better go before.
Yeah, you know, football game, get up, down, and go get snacks and stuff like that. You cannot go potty during this sport. It's 2 minutes long. You're in trouble if you leave. So I guess all the hoopla is all
before,
leading up to
about,
it, right?
Yeah, it's just about the party
wearing
and
a hat,
getting dressed
hanging out,
up.
Which you said your friend said it's apparently very, apparently you're going to have a really wild time unless you sit up with the hoity-toities.
No. I'm going to be down on the ground level.
Are you really? It's a little bit crazy there.
I've heard there's like different sections down there.
I don't garner the hoity-toity section.
There's like the family section.
We're just hoping
section.
Our horse makes it there.
I want to be a hoity-toity.
Well, tell me what you see when you get there because I've heard some things. It's kind of like Woodstock down there.
Oh, so I should be videotaping?
Yes.
In one area you might want to. Like I said, it's like down there, it's like different sections from what I hear. It's like family section, and then it's like this section over here is a little X-rated. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know
okay.
You.
Okay. All
She's
I'm
like,
looking
I'm so glad
for.
I'm like, when somebody told me that, I was like, at the Derby? And he's like, oh, yeah. I'm like,
oh, wow. Well, see, that's information I didn't know either.
Well,
all I've been looking
that
forward
drink
to.
Drink too much somewhere and things start happening all the time. I don't know. Like, so, but you're looking forward to being there and being part
of
the race.
Oh, I'm looking forward to being there. And, you know, the whole premise behind this is Julia Roberts, Pretty Woman, that hat,
that dress, I have to find. Yeah, I'm sure that
I
movie really it, pumped so. Up, you know, the Derby as well, having that movie. But, you know, Cinco de Mayo are another excuse for us drinking. Do you know why that started?
What, no. the you drinking? Did.
Some
people just start drinking on St. Patrick's Day
and make
it go all the way to Cinco.
just not end it, right? Just keep it going. So you answered it in the card. You knew why there's a Cinco de Mayo.
I knew about what?
What? Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you as far
Cinco
as what the meaning is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you,
do you want me to say it or do you
want
to say
it? Well, I thought you knew it by heart. I have it right here if
you
were going to
look
it up.
You say it.
Well, so Cinco.
I got to look it up. I can't keep all that information in my brain.
It's the holiday that celebrates the date of the Mexican Army's 1862 victory. So it was the Battle of the Puebla, I guess you say, because it's not an O, it's an A, Puebla. So they just made this an excuse at a war.
Because they beat the French?
Yeah. And decided.
Doesn't everybody
you know
beat the French? Everybody kicked the French.
But do they have? Do is there actually a Cinco de Mayo going on the same weekend? It's not in Mexico, is it? I heard that they're not out doing the chimichanga
holiday.
Like we are.
Yeah. Okay.
We turn everything into our holiday.
Yes.
I don't think they're doing it.
Who,
weekend.
The Mexicans?
Yeah.
I can either
they
confirm
are at the Derby down on the. No,
never
mind.
I don't think they are. I don't think it's celebrated or. The same time, right?
I don't know. I have no clue.
We need a
no
fact
clue.
Finder
We're
on this
fact
show.
Finder.
Okay, so our question of the day, of course, which is brought to you by, who is it brought to you by? I have no idea where
Club Fitness, maybe?
Notes. It is.
Thank you.
I'm there for you.
I'm there for you, Kel.
It is brought to you by Club Fitness, which I definitely need to go. I did go to the gym. I was proud of myself. I went the other night.
The other night. Okay,
I used
good.
To go to the gym all the time. I don't know what's wrong with me. It might be these 14-hour long day working fest. But my gosh, going to the gym is like a major, like, you know, huge, big thing to happen. So I went to the one actually over in O'Fallon. They have like 24 locations that you can go to, which is amazing.
Wow, that is amazing.
And so I went there and I was so excited that I went. I know there's no electric going in that plug. My computer just went bye-bye.
Yeah, my computer just went out.
So Matt, can you help us? We've got no electricity going in that plug. We've got an outage going on. So we're in pitch black besides there's a little light into the room. So yeah, so Club Fitness, they have like 23 locations. They're opening a new one in Belleville. They're all over. Go to clubfitness.us. You can join for, get a free week, try it out, and see what it's all about. Their gyms are incredible. And they keep the gyms, if you've been to, that have been there for a while, they're all being remodeled. And the smoothie thing is one of my favorites. But our number here is 855-282-8255. 855-282-8255. Hate the phone number. And 8255 is talk.
Just mention that every Saturday. Every time I say every it. Saturday.
Too many twos, too many fives. So keep our Facebook. If you go to She Said, He Said on Facebook, you can like us and get some fun facts and some different things from the show and have a little bit of fun with us. So my question of the day is garage sales, love them or hate them? And do you have a great story or a best story that you would want to share with us about that? And we've got some great stories on Facebook, but being that the plugs aren't working, my computer just went bye-bye.
I have a good story.
You do? Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's a good story. It's not really a great story, but it's a great find. Mm-hmm. So one of garage sales, I used to go to garage sales all the time, get stuff, when eBay was like really thriving at that point where everybody was like buying and selling on eBay. I bought an Elvis record, completely sealed, his first EP, 25 cents. Sold it on eBay for $400.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. The bunch of albums sold. I sold a guy a Captain Kangaroo album for $40 that I bought for $1 at the garage sale. Yeah.
You have to have a special knack for that. Like I used to have a friend when I was like working at Paul Harris when I was going to college, and she everything she wore, everything she had, she was Goodwill or garage sale. She loved it. She loved that whole feel of rummaging through things to find that perfect find. And you just, and then I know a friend, they got married. Every piece of furniture, every dish, everything in their house, she went every Saturday and she either went to garage sales or flea markets and she would find that perfect find, you know, to at the garage sales or, right, you know, flea right. markets. And I think it's just in you or, you know, they are finding that art piece or that antique that someone's given away. They don't even realize it.
Well, Rebecca on your site has a great story.
Okay.
Rebecca, one time she went to the garage sale. She went in the morning. She bought a cute, fluffy black purse for $5.
Oh, my God. I read that.
Yeah. She actually started putting stuff in there and found a roll of $100 bills in a rubber band.
Now, the
she went back. She went back to try and return the money, and whoever was renting it was already gone. So she couldn't find them. So she kept the money. She says she still has the money.
Now that I don't understand.
She says she still has the money.
That if I would have tried to turn it in, and then of course you know there was nobody there because they're obviously not going to be able to find her.
She's a person that needs to go see Chris at Securus if she still has her money.
I would definitely have went shopping and got myself.
Kelly would have went straight to Target. Straight to Target. Really
that's pretty incredible, isn't it? To be able to find, you know, make
yes,
that find.
Yes.
But some people really, I mean, they do it up or, you know, you'll see people on those shows like Pawn or whatever it is.
Pawn Stars. Yeah.
Yeah. And they've, you know, pick things up or, you know, people, old books that are from, you know, ancient times. Do you have any special story?
No, I have nothing exciting like that. All I've been sitting here thinking is who in the world sold you a sealed Elvis Presley album for $0.25?
To somebody, what happens is, a lot of times, like, people will die, and then there'll be all these records, and people to family comes in, they just put them in boxes and say, here you go, and they put a little thing on there, 25 cents a piece, just take them, you know. And
right. I can remember
you can
having
find some
garage
great
sales.
Deals on albums.
And
at
every time
sales.
I have one, I say, I am never doing this again. I mean, it's you want to talk about people watching. I mean, there is some crazy stuff that can come through garage sale. And what I love is when I'll never forget it. It was a long time ago. I was in my 20s, a long time ago. And I had a garage sale and you know, you have clothes for 50 cents or maybe a dollar or something like
right,
that.
Right.
And she wanted to go in and
bicker the price.
She wanted to go in and try them on.
I'll try them on for a quarter.
They were really, really cheap. And I remember having that perplexed look on my face that I couldn't quite understand what was happening. Like, and then what do I say? the bathroom doesn't work, all three of them are out. Yeah, yeah. I mean, because you really don't want a stranger going in your house, even though you want to help them out, but you don't really. So I just said, you know what? Just take them. It. And then that way, if they don't fit, you can wax the car with them or something like that. And you don't have to feel bad. But that's really, have you ever wanted to try something on?
No. Clothes and shoes are the one thing that it's just a no at a garage sale. It's like,
I'm a bad shopper. Like I'm a shopper that goes exactly for what I'm looking for. I'm not a let me look through things. And if it is messy, I have a really hard time seeing through it. I'd never make a good, finder person that could do that.
My husband would love her, Gordon.
Yeah. He has no time for it.
Yeah. Oh,
he could spend all day in the garage sale.
No. This is what I need. Let's go.
And there's a certain smell when you walk into the stores because it's because there's a mixture. It's a great store, but there's everybody's stuff. I don't know what it is.
Speaking of Goodwill, that's kind of like a giant garage sale.
That they make a lot of money because they get all that free. Stuff for free.
People don't realize.
I'm
sorry. I don't mean to bash Goodwill.
But they do give people jobs.
Yes.
No, they don't. A lot of people that work at, well, some they do, but some there's people that work at Goodwill that are there because they had done something bad and the law has made them do community service and they're working at Goodwill
but
for
that's
free.
Good. They get
so
good.
He's getting free employees. He's getting stuff free dropped
he's
off to his place.
Is what he is.
Why do you think the new Goodwill stores look so good?
Oh my gosh,
he's making
they
all
do
that money.
Good, don't
he
nice.
Makes like $3 million a year, this guy. Okay. And he's getting nothing but free stuff. It says Goodwill.
Maybe we need to
who's
start
it helping?
Another store.
Because you know what?
Good stuff.
Good actually,
stuff. I'm starting a whole new store.
Actually,
good
rich
stuff.
People go to Goodwill and get stuff. They do. It's not helping poor people. Salvation Army, you want to help somebody. You want to give your money to somebody. Give it to Salvation Army. They, in research, they are the one that really actually helps poor people.
They actually do.
Goodwill gets free stuff from you. You drop it off even. They don't even have to go get it.
I'm starting a whole new store.
There you go. She's got
good
the idea
stuff.
Now. Good stuff.
Good
there
stuff.
You go.
I just won't have anything because I'm good not very stuff. Good at finding things. Well, if you drop things off.
Right.
I wanted to do a consign, or not a consignment, but an antique store or, like called dead people stuff.
Oh, my God.
Gordon. It's just all.
It's just a matter of fact. Dead people
wow.
stuff.
Wow.
Okay.
Use caskets to line everything up with your little risers and things like that.
Please excuse the mothball smell.
Gosh, you were somewhere the other night. We won't mention where.
Yeah. And no, we're not because it'll be too obvious. So let's not
okay,
even bring
let's
that
not
up.
Even
yeah.
go there. But you did smell mothballs, you said.
Wow.
I can't help myself.
Just put the ramp up to the stage.
Yeah. We are going to be mating later on in
we're
the
show.
We're going to
be what?
I don't know. I can't
say. Wait a minute. I don't know what you and I are going to be doing, Matt, but okay.
Did you say mating?
Matt and I are stepping out of the
we're going to be mating.
Okay.
I think you found next month's promo.
There you go.
Wow. Hey, there you go.
What I meant to say was we're going to
give Ray the show before us some good mating sounds for his.
We, we are going to be meeting. I told you. I feel like I was drinking last night and I didn't have anything. Meeting in the show. We are going to be meeting the food and beverage director of Hollywood Casinos because of their concert
series.
Their summer concert series that is the hands going, everything's moving series this summer.
Everything's working but the brain.
Everything is working but the brain. Do you ever just feel like you're moving but you're not?
Yeah, you're moving in slow motion, yes.
Things all around me are just out of control.
You should have fed her breakfast.
And I am not
Gordon.
Going to be mating later. That is not going to happen. So
Matt and I are happy to hear that. Okay, good.
Oh, whew, wow.
You know, the lights were dim in here when we first got here, and it was in kind of a romantic scene.
I think it's too dark. I think I need to go back to sleep. I think we need to go to a break. I'm pretty sure of it. We're going to come back. Gordon's got a handy dandy heat tip that he's going to be giving
tip.
Out.
We got our heat tip and she tips for you.
He's going to be doing that. We're going to be talking to Kathleen Kaiser, find out what's at the movies. We've got prizes to give away. We got a free oil change with our trivia question, and I'm going to go get some coffee or something.
Yeah, or some tequila. Maybe that's what you need on Cinco de Mayo. We'll be right back on She Said, He Said. You're listening to us on the all-new 590 The Fan.